Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, as grim as the situation is, in the modern era of video games, it's not actually that uncommon for titles to ship in an unfinished state. Yet, while the gamble is often a large one for those early investors, sometimes it can pay off, because patches can come out that change the game entirely for the better. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game updates that changed everything. Number 8, Pokemon Go, Trainer Battle Update. The summer of 2016 truly was the dawning of a new age for Pokemon fans around the world. Suddenly, their mobile devices were flooded with more critters and bugs than if they downloaded a program called Super Smash Bros. Legit Bowser New Debts, the app. Pokemon Go landed with the impact of a sledgehammer, getting Pokemon trainers across the globe off their butts and into the streets to capture fan favorites wherever they went. It was a pretty strange sight to see all of these people rock up to hotspots around the country and then just tap their phones so much that you could hear their screens cry out in pain. But there was always something missing from that core experience. For while it's everyone's goal to catch them all, many players lamented the inability to battle friends and foes from the get-go. Enter patch 0.131.1, pretty catchy, right? Which dropped at the tail end of 2018. This allowed players to finally team up and take each other on, changing the entire tone of the game in the process. Now it wasn't just a box-ticking simulator, but it was a real Pokemon experience. It may have taken 2 years to arrive, but when it did, it rolled out with the same force as Whitney's bloody mill tank. Number 7. The Witcher Enhanced Edition. Now, CD Projekt Red might be swimming in a very hot soup of salty sourness right now as they try to put out another raging inferno that was Cyberpunk on the PS4 with patches and hotfixes, but they are most definitely a team committed to bringing out the best in their titles, no matter how long it takes. I mean, just look at The Witcher Enhanced Edition as proof of this. The original Witcher video game made waves for all the right reasons upon its release, with its fantastic world-building, lovable but pretty gruff characters, and enough fighting and fantasy to make a D&D fan and hot under the collar. However, it was clear that the product was far from perfect, with incredibly long load times, performance issues including slowdown and screen tearing, and some rather dodgy translations which made impactful scenes pretty confusing for some. But obviously CD Projekt Red wanted this gem of a game to truly shine, and so a year later they released the Enhanced Edition, a free update for those who already owned the game, which according to the devs fixed every known bug, as well as recolored a lot of the models, and also came with a redone translation in multiple languages. On top of this, the load times were cut by a whopping 80%, and the entire game was streamlined to make it run as well as it possibly could. It's a testament to the team's drive to polish up their product, and here's hoping the same can be said of their latest offering down the line. Number 6, GTA Online, the Heists Update. Now, if we're being truly honest, this GTA 5-centric entry could indeed be replaced with the patch that let us play the game online in the first place, seeing as even trying to log on in this was the bane of most people's existence upon the launch. However, in this day and age, can you even think about GTA Online without mentioning heists? So embedded are these chaotic co-op missions that they are arguably the reason to play the online portion of GTA 5, as each are so well executed and require so much teamwork that it's easy to lose hours, risking it all for greater rewards. More importantly, they gave the online mode a purpose, which was sorely lacking up until this point. Yet for a fair few months, fans were merely teased with this huge content update, watching it be pushed back again and again, with Rockstar promising that it would definitely be worth the wait. Now, the pessimist in me would love to say that this was clearly delayed until the PS4 and Xbox One were out so they could cash in on a huge wave of new tech, but when you consider that the content pack was free and so revolutionary to the experience, it's hard to stay mad at them. Number 5. Immortals Fenyx Rising – The Lost Gods DLC. Unlike every other entry on this list, the Lost Gods DLC will actually set you back a few pennies. However, it more than justifies its inclusion, as it seems that when asked the question of what shall we do with this new expansion, Ubisoft answered, well, let's just make it into a new game. To the casual observer, you'd not even be able to tell that this was the same Immortals title that you've been playing before, as now in this DLC, the action is presented from a top-down perspective and the encounters have been ramped up to brawler genre levels. In fact, you might even call this Immortals Hades DLC, as it does seem awfully similar in style, tone, and approach. Now, that's not to discredit the devs' work on this, as why wouldn't you want to emulate what many agree to be one of the best games in recent years? But it's clear that the Lost Gods DLC is going to shake up everything you thought you knew about Immortals. Number 4. The Evil Within 2 First Person Mode. While it definitely took the sequel to get the horror train rolling, The Evil Within 2 is a fantastic example of body horror, suspense, and paralyzing fear that every survival horror fan should indeed play. Centering on a simulation of an idyllic town gone wrong, Sebastian must fight against wave after wave of disgustingly mutated enemies and, of course, a slew of big bad bosses who want to turn his insides into outsides. Yet for fans looking for even more up-close and personal scares, Bethesda decided to put out an update that changes everything you thought you knew about The Evil Within 2. This is because the aptly titled First Person Mode update allowed players to now switch between third and first person perspectives on the fly. Suddenly, even familiar locations felt alien, and the limited peripheral view given by the new mode amps up the tension considerably. Plus, can you honestly say that you wanted to see these horrible beasts in even more detail as they tear you limb from limb? Well, probably it seems because this update was universally praised for breathing new life into this horror gem. Number 3. Final Fantasy XIV Version 2.0 Update. I think it's fair to say that we were all expecting to see Final Fantasy XIV on this list because its launch window was such an unmitigated disaster that it prompted the entire game to be air quotes reset with the version 2.0 update. To give some context, Final Fantasy XIV was released in 2010 to, near universal disdain. Riddled with bugs, crushed by needless grind, and constantly crashing thanks to server overload, it was a bad time to be a Final Fantasy fan. Such was the negative backlash that the developers even mentioned its poor performance was hurting the iconic brand's legacy. And bear in mind, this is the same team that put out Final Fantasy All the Bravest with no bloody issue, so it had to have been pretty bad. What followed was something pretty remarkable, though, as the game was effectively shelved so that the team could go back and rework everything. On October 2011, the version 2.0 update was released alongside the game being rebranded as A Realm Reborn. And to be honest, the claim was pretty spot on. The team stopped pouring money into graphical fidelity, which was in turn tanking performance on consoles and PCs, and instead focused on what was actually important, aka the moment-to-moment gameplay. Progression felt fairer, there was a huge focus on team parties and guilds, and the world instantly felt more relaxed and fantastical as a result. What followed was the game going from strength to strength, and proved that even giants can stumble from time to time and learn something from the experience. Number 2. Warhammer Vermintide 2 – The Chaos Wastes Update. When you first look at a title like Vermintide 2, you might think you know everything the game is going to offer you just from the first 5 minutes of gameplay. Large hordes of beasts to batter into base elements, heroes with different skills and abilities, and a glorious Warhammer fantasy setting. Now, while this is very true for the most part, the recently released Chaos Waste expansion changes things so much you might never look at the game in the same way again. You see, Fat Shark Studios, in their glorious wisdom, decided that instead of plugging in yet more maps for you to bash and smash your way through, that they would turn the title into a roguelike one. Now parties can undertake pilgrimages as they attempt to take down one of the 4 Chaos Gods, which translates into taking on multiple smaller maps in one sitting with a ton of small mutations affecting gameplay at every given turn. Now you can level up weapons, gain random buffs for yourself and the party, take on bonus bosses for extra rewards, and of course, sample the new potions and weapons which dramatically affect gameplay. On top of all of this is the fantastic Twitch integration, which lets viewers decide which route you take and which enemies, and indeed horrors, that they'll unleash on the party. It's never been more fun to go through literal hell. And number 1, Super Mario Party, the online update. After 3 years, it's finally happened. The most obvious content dropped by Nintendo possibly in the history of their existence. Super Mario Party, finally, finally has online functionality. In a move that made the world over go, well, why wasn't this included in the first place, you can now experience the highs and salty lows of playing Mario Party online with friends. It's pretty clear why this update counts in the changed everything pile, as it literally transforms a party once locked to your own house into a global event that anyone can join. It also ushers in something pretty substantial for the series going forward, as now the floodgates have been opened, it means that all future titles have to have this feature or fans are gonna be pissed. What this means is a revolution for the type of gameplay that we might see. Maybe we'll see a battle royale board game mode, more competitive modes to make up for the fact that it's not just friends on couches anymore. The world is surely brighter with this update's release, and should the netcode hold up to scrutiny, might well lead to a second renaissance of the series. Nice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.